They're asking us to be most willing to be the early birds in terms of arrival of what is truly possible. So the way they began this conversation is talking about how really we operate in a state of miracle readiness. And what they mean by that are the energies are so geared to our advancement. And as we purify our mind, as we purify our consciousness and heart, we are most ready and able and willing to receive those advanced states of alertness, advanced states of willingness to stand into our power, to stand into our abundance. And so as we make this transformation, both in terms of the calendar year, as well as in terms of the state of the union of our awakened soul, it's very important and advantageous to do a quick year in review. And what they're asking us to do now is just to take a moment and review in your consciousness any places where you're still believing in lack. In other words, where you review an aspect of your life and you find there to be a period, where you find there to be a boundary in terms of what you believe is possible for you. And they're asking you to release that. So if you have particular relationships, if you have particular financial situations, health, temporary realities with a small r, to release that, to drop that, to give those limited expectations to spirit, to your higher self, to the angels, to your spiritual committee, to Joshua, to Mary Magdalene, whatever feels appropriate to you. But to really dismiss all false charges against self by releasing those boundaries. Now, those boundaries keep us tethered to past experience. And what they are doing as we are working as a group is they're coming by us one by one and superimposing truth, the true reality, the true expectation, the true world that we are opening up to receive and perceive. And so the way we do this, the way we claim this, is by taking our free will and saying yes to our advancement. Now, we must be most willing to disregard past beliefs, to really release them into the ethers. And so we're going to take a quiet pause and just take a minute or so. And they're asking us one by one, with total love and appreciation, to have the courage and the willingness to now release, to release any place where we perceive there to be a boundary, to be a period, to be a limitation of what is truly possible. Remember, we're simply giving it to spirit. And Shoshana, as you get comfortable in your seat, we're inviting you to take a moment and to choose to release any place in your mind and heart where you feel there to be a limitation, a period, a boundary that you perceive in terms of what's possible for you. So as we say goodbye to 2017, we're also saying goodbye to our limited consciousness. And so what we're doing, what the masters are inviting us to do, is to take a moment and just sort of surf or review all aspects of your reality. Places where you have a definite impression of what is possible for you to receive. Well, the past has always said this, so therefore that's the way it's going to be, that type of thing. And they're asking you to release it as we now release 2017, giving it to your angels, your spiritual committee, to Joshua, Mary Magdalene, your higher self, Holy Spirit, to just be willing to release. And we're just going to take one more minute and make sure everyone has had an opportunity to do that. As we're continuing to do this, they're coming by one by one, and they're placing a symbol at our heart to remind us of our truth, remind us of what we're capable of, remind us of our true destiny. And so as you finish the releasing, they're now bringing forth the new energy of tomorrow, the new energy of expectation, the new energy of possibilities. And they began this transmission by reminding us that we live in a world of possibilities, of miracles. And the miracles will be brought forth through us as we are most willing to perceive it. So the only limitations truly are the ones that we have continued to place on ourselves, in believing that the ego consciousness is what we're tethered to. And as we are most willing to step out of that in faith, there is a grand orchestration with the energies of the Elohim and Divine Council of Light to promote each of us to a new standing of our power, a new standing of our truth, a new standing of our obligation to honor this truth. And that is going to be the theme they're going to be assisting us with in this coming year, of obligating us to our new truth. Now, they're appointing each of us as a spokesperson of this truth, and they're asking us at this time to make a commitment to honor the truth, to honor the energies that we are beginning to attend to, beginning to receive, beginning to transmit. Now, this is going to feel a little bit tricky for some of us because we are used to feeling small. We are used to feeling little. We are used to feeling disempowered. And so it is quite important, dear ones, to perceive your new reality, to speak truth, to believe truth, to embody truth. You're going to be noticing your speech, and your speech is quite outdated if you notice the channeler was remarking on how we can perceive things from a new perspective. That is the the stretch that is being brought forth. In other words, to perceive things correctly, to perceive things from your new reality, to perceive things from an empowered state of consciousness, because this empowered state of consciousness is your due reward. Now, we ask you to be up to the challenge. We ask you to be ready to regard this reality as your truth, because there is no place where God is not, as the saying goes, and what we say goes. As you are most willing to claim your God self, as you are most willing to claim your God reality, in fact, we will empower you, we will boost you up, shall we say, and we will remind you of your heavenly status. Now, your heavenly status scares some, your heavenly status frightens yourself some, and your heavenly status makes you want to run. In fact, that is the challenge for the channeler, because each time she feels grand, each time she feels large, each time she feels big, she wants to run scared, she wants to hide, she wants to say, let us move on to another activity. And we push her, we challenge her, we ask her to claim that which she is claiming for the all, because as she claims it for self, she claims it for each of you. As you claim it for yourselves, you claim it for the grand self, you claim it for each disempowered belief system that is no longer in regards to your true self, to your true master creation. You see, you cannot be empowered and disempowered at the same time. And we ask you to be strong. We ask you to place your footing quite permanently on Holy Mother Earth. At each moment of time, you are being asked to empower the Christ energy, empower your Christ being of light. Now we speak these words over you, and we come forth and we bring forth an emblem, a symbol, if you will, that's being placed on your higher heart, that's being placed near your heart chakra, so to speak, and we ask you to receive this. We ask you to receive the love of God. We ask you to receive the love of the cherubs. We ask you to receive the love of the Christ nature that you are. And as you will agree to this, we will salute. We will bow. You see, we bow at your feet because you are the masters. You see, there is no place that this is not the case. There is no soul that is not ready to advance. But you are the leaders. You are the ones that have had the courage to say, yes, I will abide by my divine appointment. You see, in truth, we have already gathered, you lovely souls. In truth, we have already attested to this feat. In truth, we have already begun. Now we ask you to seal this activation. We ask you to seal this commitment by feeling the energy of this group, by feeling the energy and power of that which you would perceive to be your Christ self, because that is what you are breathing forth. That is what is incarnating. That is what is coming into your true embodiment. Now, as we move forth in what you perceive to be your calendar year, you must understand there are great energies. There are the great winds of achievement. We ask you to trust where you were sent. We ask you to trust that which is brought forth as your obligation, as your advancement, as your probable reality. Now, some of you may be scared, some of you may be shy, some of you may say, no thank you, not interested, we gave it the office. And we ask you to take that deep holy breath and be most willing to choose again. We ask you to rock the boat, we ask you to rock your ship, we ask you to take leaps of faith and courage. In other words, our channeler, she is growing strong. Yes, she has been quite the timid little mouse, and it has served the group well. Because as you watch her gaining strength, it dawns in each of you that you too are doing the same. You see, you must embody power to have power. There is no other way around this. We cannot marvel at the power of the being called the Jesus, the Christ. Yes, but who is he? In other words, this is a dream figure, shall we say, of your true nature, of your true reality. And you are being invited to host the same. Now, as you are most willing to do so, we can come by and salute you. We can come by and empower you. We can come by and remind you. As you avoid this, well, we will wait for another time. We will turn the tables around and try again. You see, we have infinite patience because we understand who you are. We understand that you have already agreed. We understand that in truth, the divine action, the divine permission has already occurred. So we ask you, dear ones of light, to be attuned to the possibilities, to be attuned to the probabilities, to be attuned to the promotions, because the promotions, quite frankly, may scare you to pieces. It may tumble you over. You may get a headache. You may suddenly fall under the symptoms of a flu in disguise of fear. But fear not, because in truth, you have already said yes. Now we ask each of you to rest in this awareness, the awareness that you have already convened, you have already aspired, you have already delivered. What you are doing is simply waking up to this divine miracle. The divine miracle truly rests within the chalice of your heart. Please take a moment now and to receive your divine incarnation of light. We ask you, dear ones, to commit to traveling with this light, to receive the power of this light, to receive the power of this initiation. Please understand that you are being groomed, you are being counseled, you are being protected, shall we say. That protection shall afford you, yes, the courage to step out in faith when the advancements are offered. We ask you, therefore, to go in peace, to go in love, to go in solidarity, and to go in truth. And so it is. So what I saw is I saw us in another reality, another dimension, and we were basically doing what we're doing now. It wasn't like a formal circle per se. It was more of a it just wasn't like, you know, we weren't sitting there around a teepee or anything. It wasn't like a circle. But we were actually there. It was almost like deja vu. Like, we've done this already. There's a particular sense of, oh gosh. One moment, please, let me figure this out. Okay, for my words, it just makes all this much more real. It's the only way I can express this. In terms of what I'm perceiving is like each of us on a soul level having already agreed to do this work, to take this path, to align with this focus. The other thing that impressed me is the courage that is required. And I don't know how to explain this except for each of us. It's almost like there's some kind of initiation that takes place that where we have opportunity to trust the higher energies, the higher self, almost like the illogical path versus, well, my mind says to do this, but my heart says to do this. And as you trust the energies of your soul, that in fact is what opens the doors. It's the only way I can explain this. You don't get to carry that, not that any of you have this left, but I'll just talk about me. You don't get to carry that I need to know I'm safe before I do this kind of energy along. It's like that, oh my gosh, you know, there's some famous phrase where, you know, like the universe favors the bold. It's the only way I can explain it. It's like really banking on your alignment with your higher self versus, well, the linear says this, you know, my ego mind says this. You know, if I pull 10 of my friends, they would say this, but my heart says this. It's that sort of leap of faith in trusting, because in truth, what you're doing is trusting your higher self. And that's what this is all about. This is all about realizing who you are, because in truth, you are the Christ. You are Jesus. I mean, you are like the energies of the Christ or Holy Spirit that Jesus, the man, embodied. You are that. And so the only way to be that is really to develop a relationship with it, to trust the energies of it, to honor it, because what you believe is what you create with, is what you manifest from. And what they're encouraging and what I was seeing is we're each, it's almost like spiritual breadcrumbs. And getting us, supporting us, I should say, because getting us, they don't like that. They're saying it's almost like something's greater than us leading us home. We're leading ourselves home. There is no master consciousness greater than ourselves. It's really a divine appointment of ourselves that we bring forth and operate. Oh my gosh, I just felt like sprinkling. That we operate together to create the manifestation of the embodiment of love. So on a soul level, I can assure everyone listening, and this would only be the members here because I did not turn on the recording today, interestingly enough, that you have made this selection. You have already made this choice. One thing they're wanting to share about the heart. One moment, please. I just feel like a quickening or a fluttering. I don't feel it myself, but I can feel others receiving it. So they're just working energetically for a moment. Mm-hmm.